Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast. Well, once again, we should be out of this light precipitation pattern this morning into a better day later on today. We'll check the details on that forecast in just a few minutes. The state of Connecticut plans to distribute at-home tests and N95 masks. They'll receive 3 million at-home test kits and 6 million N95 masks. Of the 3 million tests, cities and towns will get 1 million. K-12 schools will receive 2 million. The test comes at a time when the state's positivity rate is at its highest number since mass testing began, over 10.7%. After the holiday surge, many testing sites are getting ready for long lines. Connecticut has 400 sites. However, soon it'll be easier to ditch the line and get a home testing kit in the state of Connecticut. The decision to order the tests en masse was made on Christmas Eve and could start to see them being distributed this week. Meanwhile, on another note on coronavirus, the CDC is recommending shorter COVID isolation quarantines for all. Officials said they cut isolation restrictions for Americans who catch the coronavirus from 10 to 5 days and similarly shortened the time that close contacts needed to quarantine. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention officials said the guidance is in keeping with the growing evidence that people with the coronavirus are most infectious in the 2 days before and 3 days after symptoms develop. The decision also was driven by a recent surge in COVID-19 cases, propelled by the Omicron variant. Early research suggests the variant may cause milder illnesses than earlier versions, but the sheer number of people which are becoming infected and having to isolate or quarantine threatens to crush the ability of hospitals, airlines, and businesses to stay open, according to experts. Out of Salisbury, First Selectman Curtis Rand said after discussions with the State Historic Preservation Office, they learned the town's eligible for some serious funding for the old train station building on Ethan Allen Street. Susan Gluzzo, representing the Lakeville Community Conservancy, said that group has a proposal for stabilization and rehabilitation for the building, which is in poor repair. Rand noted he had just received a letter from the group and said Selectman will take it up in January. Selectman also voted to keep their current meeting schedule, which is the first Monday of the month, at 5 p.m. Funeral mass for Mark Needhammer will be held on Thursday, December 30th at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Church in Lakeville. A reception will follow at the Grove in Lakeville. Contributions can be made in his honor to the charity of the donor's choice. This is definitely sad news out of Millerton, as well reported in the Millerton News. Nearly a year and a half after opening the dig in Millerton, the owners have decided to close the store for good. The last day will be Friday, December 31st. One of the main reasons for closure, according to the owners, is that they couldn't put the time in. It's just themselves, and the challenge of hiring people in today's climate really made it impossible to bring people on board. So the last day for the dig, unfortunately, is December 31st. Some good news as we head into the new year. Monthly pancake breakfasts are back at the Millerton American Legion Post 178. There'll be breakfast Sunday, January 2nd, February 6th, March 6th, and April 3rd. The monthly breakfast consists of pancakes, home fries, scrambled eggs, sausage, and bacon. Costing $8 per meal, meals will be available for eat-in or take-out. Breakfast sandwiches will also be available for $5. The Legion will serve from 7 to 10 a.m. Call 518-789-4755 if you'd like to place an order. The Post Legion Hall is located at 155 Route 44 in Millerton. Now, coming up on Wednesday, January 5th, there's a Democratic Town Caucus in the town of Canaan Falls Village at 6:30 at the Falls Village Fire Department Emergency Service Center on Route 7. Masks are required within the facility as well as social distancing. Personal attendance is required. No Zoom, no FaceTime, no calling in or by proxy voting is possible at this point. The Pine Plains Board of Education next meeting will be on Wednesday, January 5th at 7 p.m. at the Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School Library on Church Street. For details, contact Pine Plains District Clerk Julia Tomani at j.tomani@ppcsd.org. In report in the Berkshire Eagle, Berkshire Health Systems has 20 hospitalized patients with positive COVID-19 tests as of Monday of this week. There were no new deaths reported in Berkshire County, leaving the total of the pandemic at 340. Berkshire County is considered a high transmission area, according to the Center for Disease Control and Vaccination, which recommends wearing masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. At substantial or high transmission levels across the state, there were 12,983 new newly confirmed COVID-19 cases over 3 days. The state had 1,600 hospitalized patients with 25 new deaths reported. To date, over 19,000 people in the state have passed away due to COVID-19. Now, Massachusetts is not shutting down, but they're slowing down. Last week of December began with a day of hope and a launch of widespread COVID-19 vaccinations. A year later, in 2021, is ending with a blizzard of new infections, according to the Treasurer. Postponements and cancellations are filling the news again. Infections force many to alter their holiday plans, causing the National Hockey League to put all its games on hold, unless scores of travelers stranded at airports as the virus put a dent in the airline workforce, especially pilots. And beginning this week, some non-essential medical procedures were being put off to protect the healthcare capacity. Vaccinations and boosters have helped reduce deaths across the state. Hospitalizations and people suffering the illness due to COVID-19 has now posted more than 20,000 confirmed and probable deaths from the virus that arrived 21 months ago and has since mutated. But once again, the death rate is down, even though the infection rate is up. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Their regular menu also features a terrific tapas menu and daily specials. You can find them on the web, interlakeninn.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.